Hey, that roving microphone. Community connections with the West Michigan Leader. We air from time to time. From the corner office, today catching up with Plant Moran's Jason Marvin. Enjoy. Who are you, Jason Marvin?
Wow, that's a broad question. So I'm a West Michigan native, born and raised here in Grand Rapids, graduated from Grand Valley State, actually, in 1997, and that's when I joined the firm. So I've been with the firm for 22 years, been a partner for the past 10 years.
Great. Did you study your field?
When I was going to, or selecting a major, really for me it came down to teaching or accounting. So those were the two areas I was interested in. Ultimately chose accounting, and amazingly, they are pretty similar. They don't always sound like it, but in this business, there's so much teaching, development, and training that happens. Really get to do both.
Well, the Grand Rapids office, I understand, celebrating a pretty cool anniversary this year.
Yeah, so we have been here in Grand Rapids for 30 years. So it's a long time. When we started back in 89, there were 29 people here that started this office for Plant Moran. And as we sit here today, we have over 180 folks here in Grand Rapids.
My little birdie tells me that you're continuing to grow, and the office has grown nicely as West Michigan's economy has grown, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. So our growth certainly reflects kind of a thriving city. And it also, because it's such a terrific place to live for all of us, it's also become a regional hub for the firm. So a lot of kind of firm-wide services or expertise is housed here in Grand Rapids. Things like our valuation services, our employee benefits consulting practice has folks here, even a lot of our tax resources, international tax, state and local tax experts. A lot of them, you know, they're serving clients throughout the firm, and they choose to sit here, which is a great benefit for us.
Give me the layman's term. What is Plant Moran known for? What do you do? You work with the likes of the big and the big wannabes?
Well, so, you know, if we start with the numbers, and so who's Plant Moran? So we are the 11th largest accounting firm in the country. So we have over 3,100 staff. We're in 22 offices here in the U.S. and four international offices. And so what we do is we provide accounting, tax, and business advisory services to the middle market. And so things like audit and tax services are a big part of what we do. But we've also built out one of the best client advisory services in the country. And so, you know, we boil it down, we're working with clients to help them achieve their goals, to solve their problems. And so from a textbook perspective, that's Plant Moran. I think, you know, but to really understand the firm and who we really are, you have to understand, or maybe if I can talk just for a minute about our beginnings. So the firm was founded in 1924 over in Southeast Michigan, and Alorian Plant was the founder. And so his daughter's struggling with some of her homework, and they hire a tutor by the name of Frank Moran. He gets to know Frank.
See where you're going with this.
Yeah, so this is kind of the origin story, right? And so he gets to know Frank, and Frank is a philosophy major, and actually had a philosophy degree. And he says, this is the kind of person I want in my firm. And the key was Frank Moran saying, you know, I think we can create a people organization disguised as an accounting firm. And so that's what he did. And so I don't know about many philosopher accountants out there, but Frank was one, and his philosophies were all about the people, right? They're our greatest asset. And so a lot of the sayings and things you hear in foundational principles come from Frank. And so things like, we're a relatively jerk-free environment is a saying you'll hear around here. The whole person comes to work, right, is another saying. And there's no right way to do the wrong thing. So as a few examples, so those are kind of some of the foundational things. And what they all push us to do is engage with each other and with our clients in a way that's in their best interest.
and still crunch some numbers on the side, right?
Right.
Yep, I've heard that Plant's a people firm disguised as an accounting firm, and yet you're proven. Plant, you were ranked, what, as one of the 100 best companies to work for by Fortune magazine? How many consecutive years? Like 21?
Yeah, 21 consecutive years, so we're pretty excited about that. And this year, ironically, we were ranked number 21. So that was a nice touch of fate there.
This profession of accounting, is it ripe for the new grad?
It is. It really is a great place. As I would say oftentimes when I'm at events, it's a really soft landing from college. So, out of our 180 people here in this office, I haven't counted, but I bet 100 of them are, under the age of 30. So there's a lot of youth, a lot of energy. And the beauty of this career and why I could be here for 22 years, right, is that it's always changing. So what I was doing 4 years ago isn't what I was doing 4 years before that. So whether that's different levels of responsibility or now you're learning how to manage, it's also can be different roles you take on at the firm or different consulting practices you enter. It's all those different things. So it's a constant. If you want to kind of grow your skills, develop, be challenged, it's a great place.
You like fish?
So one of my passions is fishing down in the Florida Keys. I have some family down there, and so spend a little time down there each year.
So let's go for a little tour of Plant Moran.
All right, sounds great.
Where are we taking you? Taking us on the third floor here.
We walked just down the hall to for lack of a more creative name, I guess we'd call it a collaboration center. And this was our old file room. So it used to be kind of rolling file cabinets and things. And as we went paperless and we didn't have a need to have that kind of storage anymore, we wanted to turn it into a place for our team to come, talk, informally kind of drop in, have maybe a change of pace from sitting in there at their desk. We have some stand-up, workstations, some booth seating, and other kind of more informal options.
Nice. Of course, those are the magazines on the wall, and you are all about Fortune.
Yeah, we're very proud of the Fortune Awards we've won.
Is this a situation where, how long did it take for you to become managing partner? Was that a goal of yours, or how does that determine?
Yeah, that was a goal of mine. And I would say, it maybe happened even a little earlier than I thought it might. And some of those things are, just how it goes with timing. The parts about the role that really appealed to me were, being part of the group is kind of setting the vision for the office, as well as aligning and developing our staff. So those were kind of the parts of the role that I thought would be fun, exciting, kind of fit who I was. And I've been doing this for the last 3 years.
What qualities are needed to become a successful accountant, a successful person at Plant Moran? Do you have to pay attention to details? Do you have to?
Yeah, sure. So, when we think about the types of people, that we're interested in who are going to be successful long term, obviously, high achievement is foundational. So, and that starts in the classroom and then it kind of continues throughout your career. But we're really looking for people who have a passion to serve others, who kind of have a fire in the belly, kind of, energy and excitement about what they're doing and that they're looking to grow and develop. And all those other things are important as well. Attention to detail and, you have to have some kind of intellectual curiosity as well.
And more about this room itself. I mean, you're using technology, I trust, to the T. I do like the stand-up opportunities and the comfortable seats, right?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So this is an interesting time for accounting firms and for business in general. I mean, with the way technology is becoming a bigger and bigger part of what we do. And so in a world where artificial intelligence now can provide us with a lot of tools to, do our jobs differently or more effectively. It's important for us to always be, you know, ready to evolve and change.
So how are you involved, both as a company, Plant Moran, and as a Jason Mervin in the community?
Yeah, so we, there's a ton of different ways. So, of course, with 180 people here, we have a lot of passions, right, in the office. And so there are a lot of people in this office giving of their time on various boards and other not-for-profit.
Which is encouraged, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, with full support of the office. And then on a more formal basis, from the firm's perspective, we have a program we call P&M Cares. And so each of our offices choose a charity each year in order to kind of provide support to, and we say we want to provide, you know, time, treasure, and talents, right? And so we want to do more than just raise money, but that's part of what we do. And so as an office, we solicit nominations, we vote on which one we're going to support that year, and a series of fundraisers and volunteer events are organized, with the most creative kind of fundraiser or event as decided by the firm, gets an extra check from the firm as well. So it's things like No Shave November can become a fundraiser, or we've had the partners in a dunk tank, at times. And so lots of different ways.
So you take me outside because, hey, this is part of your plan, right?
Yeah, this is
fresh air.
Yeah, that's right. So this is another space we do like to use pretty regularly, and that's kind of our covered patio here right on the Grand River. So this becomes a great place for us to have kind of Friday afternoon get-togethers. We'll have client events here on occasion. So just another space for us to utilize.
Is there talk of changing your decor at all?
Yeah, so it's interesting that you asked. So we've been in this building, I think, since 2008, and it's been a great home for us. But if we look at our current kind of configuration of our office, it doesn't meet the firm's kind of space program anymore. And so what you're seeing here is a lot of individual offices, and it's really gone more to an open floor plan. And so, I would expect in the next few years we'll have to, or it'll be time to refresh the space and make it a little bit more kind of collaborative throughout.
Keep your corner office.
I don't know about that. I think that may go away.
Let's talk leadership. As you are a managing partner for Plant Moran, Jason, what's your style?
You know, I'd say it's a collaborative style. I really think, so when I think about, like, what does a leader do? I think you try and define a vision, and then you set the team up for success. So you align your people in the right seat, right? And that are things they're good at and passionate about, but also things that allow them some personal growth as well. And then you help remove roadblocks along the way. So I think there's a large part of servant leadership in what I do as well. And finally, and maybe, as importantly, say thank you and celebrate the success along with the team.
What do you want to see in your leaders?
Yeah, I want to see certainly a collaborative spirit. I want to see people who are willing to change, willing to continue to grow themselves, who take feedback well from the people they're leading. All those things.
Works good. What do the Marvins do for fun besides fish?
Yeah, we are we're pretty adventurous. So we, in the summer, you'll often find us in northern Michigan. We do have a lake house, so we're wakeboarding, wake surfing. We're mountain biking. In the winter, we're downhill skiing. And just maybe kind of overarching all of it, we do love to travel. So gone throughout the country and even as far as Africa as a family. To have some adventures there. So,
biggest fish you've ever caught?
Biggest fish I've ever caught. I caught a pretty big shark last year in the Keys. It was probably 6 feet.
I wonder if you turned him back loose.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
final word, Plant Moran, again, you've been here 30 years. Will there be a celebration? What's the next 30 years look like, Jace?
You know, no formal celebration planned at this point. But, yeah, we certainly plan to be here for the next 30 as well. Grand Rapids is such a perfect city and business climate for the firm, and we couldn't be more excited about the future.